If you feel like you are doing all the things on your fertility journey, you're already eating the perfect diet, taking the right supplements, you're doing everything your doctor has told you, but you're still not where you want to be. Well, in today's episode, I'm going to share the one thing that is so often overlooked as you're trying to conceive, and I believe it is the most important. So all that and more is coming up on today's episode of Your Journey to Fertility. Welcome to Your Journey to Fertility. This is the podcast that blends science with spirit to give you all the tools you need as you navigate your fertility journey. I'm your host, Jennifer Edmonds, and for the last 15 years, I've been helping women on their journeys to motherhood and beyond. I believe that combining the latest scientific research along with the best energetic and mindset practices will help you to avoid putting your life on hold and bring you closer to your baby. Each week, you'll learn ways to support your fertility and trust your body so that you can stop stressing that you'll never have your baby and finally walk your path to motherhood. This is the Your Journey to Fertility podcast. So welcome back to the podcast. Today's episode is a big topic. Today, I'm going to keep it quite short and succinct, but in a future episode, we'll go a bit deeper into the science of it all. But today, I just want to raise this idea and see if it resonates with you. It was about 3 years into my fertility journey that I found myself at one of these real rock bottom moments. It was 3 o'clock in the morning. I was crying on the bathroom floor. Unable to sleep, I had had insomnia for months and months. Our last round of IVF had given us 2 beautiful little embryos, but neither of them had stuck. And this was after months of medicated cycles. I had been diagnosed with a thyroid condition as well, so I was taking so many hormones. I was a mess. I was struggling to get up in the morning. I was struggling to go to work. And my whole life had become about trying to fall pregnant. You know, I never wanted to go out anymore. I didn't find joy in any of the things that I used to enjoy. I didn't want to exercise because I was worried about doing the wrong thing at the wrong time of my cycle and upsetting my chances of getting pregnant. You know, I was terrified of eating the wrong thing, you know, not taking my supplements each day. And it just took me into this place of overwhelm, and I didn't know how to get out of it. I was doing everything perfectly. I did everything my doctor said. My diet was perfect. I never drank alcohol. I cut out caffeine. I took all the best quality supplements, which cost me hundreds and hundreds of dollars each month. I'm doing all the things, and I'm sure that you can relate to some of this. You know, on the outside, I went to work, I made meals, I went about my life, and I pretended that everything was normal. I had completely convinced myself that I was fine. But you didn't have to scratch the surface very far to see that I wasn't. I remember one day I had an acupuncture appointment, which was something I religiously went to 3 times per week. And this day, for some reason, they had stuffed up my appointment time and the acupuncturist wasn't available. And, you know, I think that these things happen and, you know, any normal response would be like, all right, well, you know, when can I reschedule? But I lost my mind. You know, I was sitting on the floor of the acupuncture clinic in tears. Someone had to bring me a bottle of water. This is not a normal response. And it was things like this that I would just go from 0 to 100 in no time at all. I'd also noticed, you know, if I was sitting in traffic, whether or not I was actually running late, you know, perhaps I was on my way to work or whatever that might have been, if there was a large traffic jam, I could just feel my body losing control. My heart rate would increase. I'd start getting sweaty palms. I couldn't sit still. I was so agitated. And then, of course, there was the chronic insomnia. And anyone who has been through insomnia will know that it is all-encompassing. You know, you fear going to sleep at night. You know, you know that you're lying there for hours and hours awake, just thinking, this is affecting my fertility. This is going to ruin my chances of falling pregnant this month. You know, it goes on and on. You finally fall asleep at, say, 4 o'clock in the morning, only to be woken up a couple of hours later, and you are constantly exhausted. So what was all of this trying to tell me. This is the one thing that we so often overlook as we're trying to conceive and while we're trying to do everything perfectly. And here it is. My nervous system was in a state of complete dysregulation. I was in a permanent state of fight or flight. My brain and my body were exhausted from being constantly hypervigilant, and I never got a chance to rest from any of this. In previous episodes, I've spoken about this idea of your brain not being able to recognize the difference between a threat that you perceive as incredibly dangerous and a situation that's arisen that you don't really think is all that much of a big deal. So for example, my brain couldn't tell the difference between my acupuncture appointment isn't going to happen today and I think that this is going to affect my fertility and I'm not going to get pregnant this month and that's going to mean I have to go again and all the I have to carry on about my life. My brain doesn't understand that there's a difference between that and I'm sitting here and there's a tiger about 5 meters away from me and it's about to come over and bite me. It's life or death. Your brain doesn't understand that there's a difference because your nervous system, it can't see and it can't hear. It can only feel and respond to what's going on within your body. Because when your brain senses a threat, it starts pumping out stress hormones from your adrenal glands, cortisol, adrenaline, and norepinephrine. And these hormones have a really big role to play. They start then bringing blood flow away from the internal organs and they send it to your extremities, your arms and your legs. They get ready to help you fight or flee. And at the same time, what happens when you're in that constant state of stress? You know, if you can imagine that you are about to run away from a tiger, your brain will shut down all of the systems within your body that are not essential to immediate survival. So things like, you know, you don't need to digest your lunch, so it will slow down digestion. You don't need higher order critical thinking. You know, you don't need to win at a chess game or solve a maths problem. So it will shut down that level of critical thinking. It also shuts down things like immune response. We don't need to fight off a virus if we're running for our life. And we also don't need to procreate when our life is at risk. So it slows down and affects the hormonal balance that is required for reproduction. Because when you have spent months and years in an endless pattern of disappointment and loss and all of the expectations that you have been shattered, your dreams for the future have been wiped out, this takes a toll. If your brain doesn't feel safe, it makes it very difficult to convince your body that now is a good time to conceive. And just like trying to escape the tiger, your brain doesn't know that there's a difference and it never gets a chance to rest. So this is where all the supplements in the world and all the best nutrition, it just won't make a difference. If you're in a place where your body constantly pumps out these stress hormones, your brain is always going to prioritize keeping you safe over conceiving every single time. It's going to keep you constantly hypervigilant, on the lookout for the next threat, waiting for the other shoe to drop. And this is where it starts to affect all of the processes in your body over time. So how do we get out of this state of constant stress, of chronic hypervigilance? This is where we need to find a practice that does the opposite. It reminds your brain and your body that you're safe, that it doesn't need to sit in a state of fight or flight, that it can rest. And this looks really different for everyone. You know, and there are countless ways to help regulate your nervous system. And so many of the practices that I teach will help you do this, things like yoga and breathwork and meditation. But it's so important to note that it is a practice. And when your brain and your body has spent months and years in this state of constant stress, it's going to take time and it's going to take constant reminders to bring yourself out of it. So I'm going to go into the science of all of this a little deeper in an upcoming episode. But for now, I just hope that this has been able to resonate with you a little bit, make you realize that perhaps what you're going through is actually a huge deal and it's not something to be underestimated. I hope this has given you a few things to think about a little bit differently. Now, if you'd like to take the next step on your fertility journey and start putting into practice a few of the things that I've just spoken about, I'm excited to tell you that the waitlist for my signature program, the In Your Element Fertility Yoga Program, is about to open up. So this is something that I open up just once per year. The doors will be open for around a week. I like to keep the numbers small so I can keep it really personalized, so I can give as much attention to each student as possible. It is a way to start using fertility yoga to really support your own journey of trying to conceive. To learn more about what's involved and what you get as a part of the program, click on the link below, add your name to the waitlist, and I will send you all of the details via email. It has been so great to have you back on the podcast today. If you found this episode helpful, please be sure to leave a review wherever you listen to your podcasts, and that'll help get this information out there to as many people as possible. Now, on the next episode, I will be speaking to the incredible Lucy Lines about one of the hardest situations that arise when you're trying to conceive, and that is what the hell you are supposed to do when IVF doesn't work. So until then, I'm sending you all my love as you continue your own journey to fertility.